91X News.
It's 15 degrees with light rain showers at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. Police are asking for the public's assistance in finding a missing female from the city of Quinte West. 16-year-old Alaryn Francis was reported missing shortly after 10 p.m. last night. Francis is described as 5'7", thin build with red shoulder-length hair, and was wearing black pants and a black coat and carrying a teddy bear. Quinte West OPP is asking anyone with information to contact them. Police have arrested a man in connection with the death at Trudeau Park last May 2 for a weekend. Azed Sukunin is charged with second-degree murder of Bradley Van Diepen of Mississauga. Van Diepen died of his injuries in Kingston General Hospital after a serious assault at the Tweed Area Park almost a year ago. And Belleville police arrested a Belleville man with one count of sexual assault on Monday. 40-year-old Scott Brake was charged and will appear in provincial court on June 2nd. Students in Cobourg got a scare yesterday when their school bus was involved in a collision. Northumberland OPP responded to the collision just north of the 401 on Burnham Street. The school bus failed to stop at a red light and collided with a car. The driver of the bus was charged with failing to stop at a red light, and there were no injuries. Prime Minister Stephen Harper has unveiled his new cabinet. Canadian Press reporter Jennifer Ditchburn says he's kept around a lot of familiar faces.
There are not very many surprises. Many ministers are staying put in some of the most senior roles. I'm thinking justice, public safety, human resources.
Those with new portfolios include John Baird, who was promoted from the government house leader to foreign affairs, and Tony Clement moves from industry minister to treasury board president. 7,000 residents forced out of Slave Lake, Alberta by a wildfire are spending a third day away from their homes. Many of those people are now growing increasingly frustrated at the slow pace of information about the fate of their homes. RCMP say some might be allowed into the community to survey the fire damage this weekend, but it could be a couple of weeks before people are allowed to return permanently. Insurance adjusters will begin assessing damage today, and work continues to restore basic services. There is more good news, though, for flood fighters in Manitoba. The Assiniboine River is starting to slowly drop in the western part of the province. In the coming days, it will also start to drop near Portage La Prairie, where the government has cut a hole in the dike and started a deliberate flood to ease river levels. Infrastructure Minister Steve Ashton says the hole may be plugged, and the number of properties threatened could be less than the predicted 150.
We would certainly hope to cease that operation as soon as is prudent to do so. When I say prudent, we have to look at any and all of the factors that are out there. And if we end up closing off the controlled release sooner rather than later, that could end up with less impacts.
The government warns, however, that the flood threat could last for months on Lake Manitoba. Premier Greg Sillinger says a compensation plan will be announced late this week or early next week, spelling out exactly what kind of aid will be given to residents. Museums all around the world are celebrating Museum Day today. The National Air Force Museum of Canada will be taking part. Museum curator Dr. Georgina Stanchu says the museum is opening some very special doors to the public this year.
We have the artifact storage door open to the public, and public is invited to have a one-time-only type of tour in the artifact storage area.
Tours will be ongoing throughout the day from 10 a.m. till noon, and now from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. Members of the Belleville Police Service were honored during the recognition and award ceremony last night. One man in particular was recognized for his 40 years of service. While Staff Sergeant Tony McKinnon was absent from the ceremony, Police Chief Corey McMullen called his commitment to policing extremely rewarding.
It is extremely commendable. He's donated his time and his services for 40 years to this community.
The surprise winner of the night went to Constable Pat Como. On November 29th, Constable Como and other officers responded to a break-in where the owner's autistic son had his Nintendo Wii console stolen. Constable Como took the initiative and raised money with his co-workers to purchase a new system for the family. He shares what the moment was like to drop the new system off.
I felt real bad for the little guy. It was right before Christmas, and it was a family that didn't have a lot of means, and to replace that would have been a big task, especially with Christmas.
The mother of former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's out-of-wedlock child has been identified as his former housekeeper. 50-year-old Mildred Patricia Baina retired in January. Her son with Schwarzenegger is now 14 years old, which means she and his wife Maria Shriver were pregnant at the same time. Baina and her son now live outside of Los Angeles. The price at a California gas station really was too good to be true, especially for the station owner, after a long line snaked from his pumps for hours. Now you should know, $1.10 a gallon translates to just 29 cents a liter. Martin DeCaro has more.
$1.10 a gallon? No, gas station owner Kenny Wynn wasn't partying like it's 1999. He really was selling gas for $1.10 at his Valero station in L.A. Except he didn't intend to sell it for that cheap.
$21,000 I lost.
You heard him. He lost $21,000 when a computer glitch dropped the price by more than $3 a gallon. The station attendant was busy staffing the convenience store, didn't notice the mistake until 7,000 gallons of premium were pumped. Now what?
I've no idea, as you know, but I've no idea right now.
He's asking motorists who filled up to come back and pay the real price. I'm Martin DeCaro.
That's 91X News to 1205. Sports is next.
At State Farm, we believe great insurance comes from the simplest ideas. Like, you have a name, we remember it. It works like this. Say your name is Leanne Steiner. Your State Farm agent will call you Leanne Steiner. Not Steiner, not Stinner, not Steinerstein, and definitely not Gary. Radical thinking, perhaps. But that's just how our dedicated agents give you great customer service. So get used to it, Leanne Steiner. Get used to it.
In Quinte West, call State Farm insurance agent Peter Webb at 394-5200.
Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. The Deseronto Storm has been sold. Adam Miracle and a small group of local investors purchased the team from the town of Deseronto just in time for the upcoming season. With new ownership, many familiar faces will stay put, including Miracle and both the GM and assistant GM. The Boston Bruins head to Florida after salvaging a split of the first two games in the NHL's Eastern Conference Final. Tyler Seguin had two goals and two assists in Boston's five-goal second period as the Bruins edged Tampa Bay 6-5. The Lightning led 2-1 until Seguin and David Krejci tallied during the first 2:24 of the second period. The Vancouver Canucks host the San Jose Sharks tonight in Game 2 of the NHL Western Conference Final Series. The Canucks lead the series 1-0. Vancouver coach Alain Vigneault says he's focused on how his team performs.
Not really concerned about what the Sharks are going to do, more I'm concerned about our team and our group and how we need to play. And, I thought the last 25 minutes of that game, we played well, we played fast, and I want us to do that from the get-go.
Dirk Nowitzki showed no rust from a long layoff, making 10 of his first 11 shots and an NBA playoff record 24 straight free throws on his way to 48 points, leading the Dallas Mavericks to a 121-112 victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 1 of their Western Conference Finals last night. Mavericks coach Rick Carlisle says his team has to protect the ball better.
We had a lot of loose possessions out there that we're going to have to clean up at both ends. I mean, I don't know how many times they drove and kicked it off and dunked the ball. You can't allow that to happen in a playoff series. I mean, it's just too easy.
Game 2 is tomorrow night. The Chicago Bulls have the chance to take a commanding lead in their NBA's Western Conference Finals tonight when they host Miami in Game 2 of the series. Game 1 didn't go well for the Heat, who lost 103-82 to the Bulls. Jesse Litch, whose scheduled start yesterday in Detroit was rained out, takes to the mound tonight when the Toronto Blue Jays host Tampa Bay. The game is the opener of a two-game set at the Rogers Centre. Mississauga is planning celebrations to mark the arrival of the Memorial Cup tomorrow. The Memorial Cup will arrive in Port Credit aboard a Peel Regional Police Marine Unit. The Mississauga St. Michael Majors will host the 2011 Memorial Cup from May 19th to the 29th at the Hershey Centre. CFL running back Jesse Lumsden is changing field. He's leaving football to pursue his goal of winning a medal for Canada at the 2014 Winter Olympics. Lumsden is going to concentrate on his second sports endeavor in bobsledding. He was a brakeman for Pierre Luters at the 2010 Winter Games in Vancouver, finishing 5th in the two-man event and 7th in the four-man race. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Taking a look at 91x weather. Today, cloudy with a chance of showers. Also a risk of thunderstorm this afternoon, a high of 20. Showers with the risk of a thunderstorm this evening, low of 15. Tomorrow a chance of showers with the risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon and early in the evening, high 20. Friday cloudy with 60% chance of showers and a high of 20. Saturday a mix of sun and cloud, high 23. And Sunday rain with a high of 18. At 12:09, it's 15 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.